I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Go Angels!
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry!
It's Quick Hits.
We do have an update on Shador's progress momentarily here, but maybe more important and pressing news here is we have another Crop Dust Gate continues on here in the studio. And it should be noted that we got a message here recently, just within the last within the show, that now new accusations not geared at Jake Murren, who yesterday could have crop dusted.
Well, yesterday we did wonder if there was a second shooter.
Yeah, whether there was a second crop duster on the glassy knoll. So there's new accusations. Mac, I'm sorry, this person hurled at you.
Yeah, and this is not either one of us, by the way.
But
yesterday,
our source,
very clearly, I hurled that at Jake.
Our source says Mac must be full out letting it rip in that studio. Just felt like I got all out crop dusted 100 times over.
Mac's facial reaction is great.
Mac loved it. Mac loved it when
so
it was Jake Murren was the crop duster.
He's so pissed.
No, because I have a pretty good idea of where this is coming from.
Really? So where do you think that is? Our sources.
I'm going to keep that to myself.
Well, I mean, technically, if you were crop dusting, we'd know exactly where it's coming from.
Well, we know where the crop dust part of it is coming from.
Looked at that like I was Confucius.
Yeah, no, clearly. Mac, what do you say for yourself here? Were you the initial crop duster? Did I put blame on Jake in an unfair way?
Absolutely not, because I don't leave the studio.
Yeah, but you open the door. You do open the door. It can waft in. I think there could be a wafting. Listen, I believe you. I'm just saying, your defense, this is like the Twinkie defense of crop dusting. I don't leave the studio. One, it's not entirely true. You open the door, you walk in, you open the door, you talk a little bit. You could absolutely be the crop duster. I don't think that's the right defense.
Are we missing proper etiquette attached to what should happen in this scenario? Should he get up and leave the room to then pass gas, or is that too much to expect?
I mean, I just think, listen,
it is his box. It's his own little area.
Also, I have the fan constantly going here anyway, too.
That actually is going against you, because that fan could help waft into the studio.
That does help waft it.
Yeah.
It gives it life in a way that it probably shouldn't.
He realized he just handed us the gun and said, don't you dare shoot us now.
Don't you shoot us.
I want you to know, if anybody had just come forward and said, I was the one that did it.
Yeah, this could have all been over yesterday if Jake had just owned up to it.
We would just be like, hey, remember that time Jake crop dusted us or Matt crop dusted us? But the fact that, I believe you and I are intellectually honest hosts.
Yeah, naturally.
If you and I were crop dusting this bad boy, we'd be the first to own it. And I just feel like our young Padawans here can't do the same, and it makes me a little sad.
Omaha!
Oh, you got the Omaha treat.
Yeah.
Max is done with the convo.
I'm gonna start reverse crop dusting. I'm gonna start walking into your area and crop dusting and then denying it and see how you like it.
something's happening here. Something's definitely happening. We got two different accusations on two different pieces of this this team that we've built over here. Something's happening. It's too intentional at this point, Nick.
That's how you know they're guilty.
You or me?
You.
No. Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because mine was the crop dusting.
I didn't know if the crop dusting thing counted or not as yours.
Sure did.
Yeah. Okay. That's dynamite drop in. All right. Let's see. David Sampson. You know him. He's Dan Le Batard, Meadowlark, all those different places now. And he was talking about the Royals calling up the top prospect. Should I go for it? Should this be my Giannis Antetokounmpo moment?
Yes.
Where I try to do it? Jack Caglianone. Caglianone.
I don't think it's known. I think it's
Caglione.
Caglione.
Caglione. Is it noni?
Caglione.
It's not like a noni.
Caglione. I think the N is silent.
Oh, I thought it was like a known.
Just depends
thing.
Which N it is.
Talking about him.
Okay. What Kansas City has done is the single most irresponsible move I've seen in quite a long time. If he's going to be that good, how do you call him up now where he will hit arbitration a full year earlier than if they had waited till after around June 17th? I have no idea how a team that's not in the top 10 of payroll is not paying attention to dates. And the Royals forcing the issue, that's a bunch of horse hockey.
Horse hockey.
Oh, is it a bunch of horse hockey?
You're not going to be able to get past his voice, are you?
Oh, no, he's like...
So June 17th is the date that his big case is June 17th. If they had waited 13 days...
Isn't that Juneteenth? Then they... I think it is.
What's that?
I thought it was Juneteenth. June 17th. I think that's the day of Juneteenth.
June 19th is Juneteenth.
Oh, I was off by 2 days.
Just
okay.
2 days. You'll get all there. Right. Yeah, it's still a new holiday. You'll get
there. Sevens look like nine if you're drunk.
I hear that all the time. But does he make a case that they should have just waited basically 2 weeks, whereas the Royals look at it like, we got to get him up here as soon as possible. They have a negative wins above replacement with their three outfielders as far as hitting is concerned right now. So it's been a black hole in a lot of parts of their offense, and they need the bat.
God forbid a baseball team try to do something that had to do with winning and not arbitration. Oh,
I just think it's just trash.
It's a little like Dr. Fink on The Simpsons, a little bit.
I don't hate it. Oh, yeah, so I'm not going to continue to do it. It's not good. The point is, isn't this what we want? Don't we want teams to be like, yeah, I know I could save another year here, but we're trying to win right now. We're in a loaded division, and this kid makes a difference for us?
It's 100% what we want. That's why I think this is such an interesting take, where David Sampson's like, no team should ever really do this. Wait the 2 weeks, figure it out. But the Royals are bucking that trend because they want Cags up there. They want to be able to put him with Bobby Witt and see this thing go.
I just think it's just really frustrating. It's really frustrating. Like, I know David used to be a business guy, and that's like his angle here. I don't care. I just, no fan has ever wanted to hear, hey, we got to wait 2 more weeks because of arbitration. Just don't say it. Just ignore it. Don't even deny the accusations like the crop duster around here. Just ignore that anyone's actually acting like it happened. Do that as opposed to, oh, we just care about service manipulation. Ugh.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Omaha! Tommy Rees, Browns offensive coordinator, commenting. Here he is commenting today after OTAs on Shedeur Sanders' progress.
Look, he's worked his tail off. You know, he's really put in a lot of work, as all those guys are. But you know, you could tell on the mental side of the game and learning the system and calling it and having that rhythm to it, you know, he's put a lot of work and time and effort into that. And then when you do that, the game starts to slow down and you can focus on finding completion. And he's done a nice job of that as camp's progressed.
So how much does OTA progression matter?
I think what matters is the consistency, the fact that he feels like he's winning people over, and the fact that every time we see him, he looks good. I think that part does matter. And as of right now, we can't find anybody around the Browns to say a bad thing about him.
I just think this is where we just come back to. It's nice to hear.
It is nice to hear.
It is nice to hear. They also wouldn't be telling us if he wasn't, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like, ask him about Dylan Gabriel. What's he going to say? The same type of things, despite what everyone else is suggesting on social media about Dylan Gabriel's performance today. They'd say nice things about it. It's that time of the year.
I'm just happy to hear he's progressing. I hope we continue to hear that. At what point, when you hear a coach saying he's progressing, does it matter? I mean, like, truly, like, all right, we should expect something.
Well, at some point, you have to stop progressing. At some point, you just have to be ready, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I think I think that's the point.
Like, now, the fear I would have in this, if I'm the Shedeur truther between the two of us, the fear I would have is they start to take credit for some of what they're seeing with Shedeur, as if, like, they worked the kinks out, and as if, like, we got him to where he needed to be. That's us. We did that. When I don't know that right now, especially right now, 3 weeks after meeting the kid, you can be like, we got him on the up and up and we did this. Omaha! Bears DJ Moore has had conversations with Ben Johnson about the wide receiver's body language. This comes after the conversation that Ben Johnson had reportedly with Kayla Williams about his body language. Is Chicago right now focused a little bit too much on the body language of some of their best players?
Yeah, I would just never tell anyone this.
Why? Like, why? Okay, so why was it leaked that the convo happened with Caleb Williams, and now why is TJ Moore out here telling everyone that this is going on?
I don't know. This is wild. By the way, this kind of stuff happens a fair amount.
Oh yeah.
Like subtle stuff.
It feels like majoring in the minor almost. It feels like just why putting an emphasis in the wrong places.
But even like the subtle stuff. Like the coach walking over if a kid just made a bad play and lifting his chin up. Like, this stuff happens a fair amount. You just never talk about it because it's like the worst thing. It's like one of those things where it's like, hey, he's got bad body language.
I mean, do you think Ben
it's
Johnson...
It's like a character defect.
Do you think he called out DJ Moore for it just to kind of maybe make it seem like, hey, Caleb, I'm not picking on everyone for the body language?
I don't know, but it is wild. Like... One, this happens, and it's not even just, it's like the little stuff, the little minutia about carrying yourself like a pro that everybody gets, and I just would never, because it's immaterial to like, hey, what are you working on right now? If you say body language, you're going to lose 100 games next year.
Like, what's your point
heard,
of emphasis?
I've never
well, body
heard a good
language.
Coach, I mean, like Ditka be like, we're working on, and it's not a good Ditka, by the way, we're working on body language. No, it's we're doing tackling. We're working passing concepts, really trying to do this blocking thing and get our blocking scheme right.
Every report we get out of Chicago is body language. Okay.
Good gravy.
See how that goes for you.
Omaha! All right, this is a quick one here. Three blimps in the sky. So three blimps, one sky. I saw it today driving in. I saw people tweeting about it last week. Have we got to the bottom of why we got three blimps in the sky just trailing each other?
You know, Elise's aunt just posted something on Facebook. I was looking at it in between the break. I thought she had mentioned, and now I forgot what she had said. It was something there. Hold on. I'm gonna pull up her tweet now, because her Facebook post, because I'm pretty sure she had it in there, what exactly it was.
I mean, it's three blimps. That's what it is.
Honoring the 100 year of... I think, is it a 100-year anniversary of something? She used a term I'm not familiar with,
Goodyear,
so I don't want to say it on the air.
Goodyear tweeted this out yesterday, saying, just three legends doing laps in the sky to celebrate the Goodyear blimp's big day. But here's the thing.
100 years?
But yeah, but they were doing it last night. Are we just doing it? Are we doing like, so three laps, how long are we doing this?
Well, it was 50-mile-per-hour winds last night. I don't even know how those things were getting around the way that they were.
To me, when I see three dirigibles up in the air at the same time, I'm like, are we at war?
Like, did you freak out for a second?
Is Goodyear protecting us from aliens? Why are there three blimps in the sky?
A three blimp salute.
They're flowing. They're flying in like a. It's not a flying V, but there's like.
It'd be cool if it was a flying V. It'd be cool if it was.
It's like a formation going on. I'm like, is this a counterattack? What are we doing here?
So this is a bad job by Goodyear. If it's 100 years and they're trying to celebrate it, we should know that as like a common. Like, yeah, of course. I saw 12 posts and things about it. Instead, people are just like, why is there three Goodyear blimps up there?
Mm. All right, yeah. To celebrate, three Goodyear blimps took to the skies this week, simultaneously appearing over downtown Cleveland around noon today. But it was yesterday as well. Well, good. Listen, we liked it. Now that we know it's not like aliens, we're good. But go blimps.
Wow, wouldn't that be wild if that's what the aliens did? They took over the Goodyear blimps?
Man, it'd be the way you get us.
That's how you get us.
Unsuspecting. Some people are calling this Stephen Vogt's biggest mistake. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.